Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of the Maller Radio program. Television is the sugar daddy of professional sports. It's been that way my entire life and likely your entire life. But will TV money soon be trumped by something else? Sports gambling. We parse the words of Charles Barkley regarding gambling revenue in the sporting world. That and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number four. The cash cow is upon us. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we spread the gospel coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from deep inside the magic radio box, Fox Sports Radio studio. So our lead this hour comes from the intersection of sports and gambling, sports wagering. Slowly and surely, the industry continues to become legal across the United States. In fact, where you live right now, you might be able to bet on sports legally. It's sweeping the nation. State by state. Now, things got slowed down a little bit in 2020 because of the pandemic, so some planned rollouts were held back and pushed back. But that leads us to the words of noted gambler Charles Barkley, who moonlights on TNT, providing NBA commentary. Now, Barkley said something that is worthy of conversation. I don't know if you heard what he had to say or not, but Barkley, I'll give you the brief truncated version here. Charles Barkley claimed that sports gambling is so large and in charge that it will actually end up replacing the television revenue. Now, let me give you the quote, and this is Charles Barkley to basketballnews.com. He spoke to Chris Sheridan, longtime NBA scribe. Quote, "I was talking to an NBA owner," Barkley opined, who told me in 3 to 5 years, we will not even need the TV money, Barkley claimed. He said that that owner told him that's how big this thing is going to be. Close quote. All right, so for those of you in the back of the room, you know who you are. Sir Charles says that the gambling revenue will trump the boob tube within 5 years, 3 to 5 years. That's what he said an owner told him. So let us discuss. Are you going to buy or sell the amount of revenue sports gambling will generate that it will equal or pass television revenue? So I'm going to buy this, but with conditions. I've got Betty Crocker, Frank Sinatra, and Strip Mall. And we will line all of these things up, put them in a pot. We're going to make some baba ganoush. Now, that's what we're going to do. Now, to tip off, Charles Barkley, who is tremendous on television, and even if you don't like the NBA, you want to see what Barkley has to say, and that's the key to a good broadcaster, right? You're not that into particularly the sport, for example, but you want to hear what the person has to say. That's the separation point. That's the point of demarcation. That you're not into certain sports, but you're into the conversation that the person provides. Now, Barkley is also prone to speak in hyperbole. We're all known to speak in hyperbole. But on this one, I'm going out and putting my neck out saying it's authentic, right? That it's more than reasonable. Barkley, celebrity, very engaging, very charismatic, Charles Barkley. You know, rich, powerful owners love to schmooze with people like Charles Barkley. So some big talking NBA owner with loose lips, very braggadocious, and the round mound rebound, having a couple of cocktails, and Barkley merely parroting what he had been told, regurgitating the quote. We know from playing the game of phone tag that quotes that get repeated are often manipulated, that that's a version of what was said, likely not exactly what was said. But it makes perfect sense. And I have my trusty Mahler BS detector. And I used the BS detector, no lies detected. No lies detected from Charles Barkley. So we are in for an exhilarating, a frightening, wild ride as sports gambling becomes more and more of just an everyday occurrence. There's no more need to call your neighborhood bookie. Man, boy, things have really changed. There was a point in my life, you wanted to get pornography, you had to go to the seedy liquor store to get some. And if you wanted to bet on a game, you had to know a guy, a neighborhood bookie. Now, on your phone, it's all legal. You can do it. Don't have to worry about it. Make sure, though, to get a sharp knife if you do that, because you're going to have to contact Betty Crocker. Now, why is that? Because everyone needs to get a piece. You got to cut that pie up a million ways. Everyone gets a piece. You get a piece of the pie. You get a piece of the pie. You get a piece of the pie. Everybody gets a piece of the pie. Got to cut it up. Right? I mean, you need give a chunk of cash to the political group, the taxation, right? So it's, we'll have sports gambling, we can tax it. The House, obviously, they need their money, and the sports leagues need their money. Now, furthermore, the sportsbook operators, the people that are behind the gambling business, they have to compete for your attention. Right? And here's how I relate to all this. I work in the sports radio business. We have been the beneficiary of this. There's a lot of ad dollars that have come in from gambling operators who want your business. And they're willing to spend. They've got big, fat wallets, and they want to spend a lot of money on advertising. And we are more than happy to take that money. Now, for reference, the National Football League, just in the last couple of days, named their first ever United States sports betting partners. They are Caesars, DraftKings, and FanDuel. And we are told they're all five-year deals. From what I was reading over the weekend, the NFL will make just shy of $1 billion. Now, that's a lot of money, but that's not going to top television money. It's a really nice appetizer, is what it is, but it's not the main course. Now, the idea that gambling revenue for the NBA, we'll just use them as an example, is going to top television money within 5 years. While it is possible, it does seem like a yoga stretch, like the downward dog, to say that it's going to be in the next 5 years. Now, why is that? All right, why is that? Well, gambling money, while it is massive, it is also part and parcel with television. Right? You can't have one without the other. That's the old Frank Sinatra song, old Blue Eyes there, Love and Marriage. You can't have one without the other. Well, you really can't have sports gambling without television. And in many respects now, you can't really have television without sports gambling. You have regional networks, the old Fox Sports regional networks, which are now branded, many of them, Bally's, right? So you've got that. And if you're going to bet a two-team parlay on a Monday night, you're going to bet a two-team parlay, chances are you're going to want to watch both games. So you need television. So gambling needs television. Television needs gambling to pay the rights fees. So everyone's in bed with each other in this dynamic. All right, last thing. So this has been a dramatic change in my life watching sports. The industrial complex of sports. Remember when I was younger, would rant and rave, the people in charge of sports would rant and rave these very passionate speeches. They would go on and on and on about the very idea of gambling invading their business. We would have these sermons about the devil's workshop that gambling on sports would provide. It would be the ruination of professional sports. Integrity of the game, the almighty integrity of the game, they preach from the bully pulpit. Now it's like, well, listen, we'll check into it, and as long as the check doesn't bounce, we're okay with that. You know, everyone's a grown up here. Why not? To give you an idea of how bananas all of this has gotten, how crazy town this has gotten, and this is going to blow your mind if you've not heard this before, and even if you have heard it, it's still going to blow your mind. There is a random Starbucks coffee shop in a parking lot of a strip mall in Fort Lee, New Jersey, just outside New York City. And that particular Starbucks in Fort Lee, New Jersey, has surpassed Nevada as the top sports gambling spot in the United States. Let me rephrase that. New Yorkers traveling from the Big Apple there to Fort Lee, New Jersey, have made that number one for sports gambling. So much so that this Fort Lee Starbucks location is pulling in more money on any given day than the entire state of Nevada. Think about that. All the casinos in Vegas, all the casinos in Reno, and all the other cities in between. Not that there's many cities in Nevada outside of Reno and Vegas, but planes, trains, and automobiles. New Yorkers are traveling, whether it's the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel. They're getting on the PATH trains under the Hudson River, all of it in an effort to bet on sports. Now, eventually, New York is going to get sports gambling, and then that will go away. New Jersey will not be the Mecca because it'll be spread out between New York, New Jersey, that whole tri-state area there, but Vegas being the gambling mecca, no longer the gambling mecca. But there's so much money in it. But again, just to go back to what Barkley said, claims an owner told him that this is going to be more than television. I don't think within 5 years. I think it's certainly possible down the line that it will get. We're going to get to that point. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to talk about any of that, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, if you would like to be part. We actually have a follow-up on a story that we talked about a couple of months ago. We were ranting and raving about, you know, who's next in the, who in sports is going to get into politics. Now, this is not really a sporting person. It's more of a sports fan, but we'll classify that. Why not? The new survey out, new poll suggesting that 45% of Texans would vote Matthew McConaughey as the governor of Texas, that he could win if he ran the former Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey, and noted Texas Longhorns apologist and celebrity sports fan. And he has flirted with the idea of running for governor of Texas in a race against the incumbent, Greg Abbott. But according to this new poll that was recently released, 45% would vote for Matthew McConaughey. And hey, he's young enough. If you did the math on this and you look at other political figures who started out as actors, you know, you can be a Joe Biden's in his late 70s and he's the president. So Matthew McConaughey, he's a young pup, right? He's like 51. He could have 20 plus years of political career, you know, as a political person if he went down that road. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Wanted to pass it on to you. And you could have The Rock as the president, Dwayne Johnson, and you could have Matthew McConaughey as the governor of Texas. And the world would continue to go on. And that would be that. All right, 877-99 on Fox. If you'd like to be part, 877-996-6369. You can join the festivities, and the social media detectives believe they have cracked the case around the NFL draft. What is it that they came up with? We'll give you the details on that. We will get to it, and we will do it next.
My tequila makes my clothes fall off. I love tequila.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. He also cooks from time to time. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Hovart.
Yeah, just one R. Just one R.
Hovart.
Horvat.
Hovat.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Chip writes in, says, hey, short monologue ended at 5:13. I feel cheated. B minus. How dare you? I am on time Maller, Chip. By the clock, for the clock, plausibly all about the clock.
Wrong.
Justin in Cincinnati says, obviously McConaughey would win a race against Abbott. There you go.
He's a sports owner now, I hear.
What's that?
McConaughey's a sports owner now.
What? Who's he own?
He bought an MLS team for Austin, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. But how many MLS owners? I could name Beckham, right? David Beckham owns a team in Miami.
That's
about
correct. Yeah.
Magic.
Magic owns a team? A soccer
the LAFC. They have a bunch of part owners of that team.
Will Ferrell's in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Will Ferrell, yeah. Makes sense. Does he still hang out at USC football practice? I guess he's not allowed anymore. He used to hang out there when Pete Carroll was.
Now, bums hang out at USC practice now.
I know. That's right. That's right. They replaced Will Ferrell with homeless people and gave him uniforms. Very generous of USC. You know, normally it's a private institution over there, the University of Southern California. It's hard to get there, but boy, what that. When are they making that movie? That's got to be a movie, right? Homeless guy plays football for USC. That's got to be the story. Who's the female lead on that? There's got to be like a love interest. Isn't that how they do those movies now? They're like a love interest and then, yeah. Now, the way that movie would work, though, he starts out homeless, ends up catching the coach's eye, gets a scholarship, goes to play in the NFL, right? Isn't that how that would work? I think that's how that would work. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Homosexual. Hey, how's it going, Ben? How you doing?
Charlie, if I was any better, I'd be a Spur, but not a San Antonio Spur because they're not very good.
I disagree. Did you see that beatdown we put on the Suns with D-League players?
Are you back on the Spurs bandwagon now? I thought you were anti-Spur. I thought you wanted Popovich removed.
I bleed silver and black. I'm anti-Popovich.
If you bleed silver and black, you should call a doctor because you've got a medical condition.
The Raiders. That's a good point. But I actually called because your previous monologue in the third hour, A++++.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm actually a huge boxing fan. Well, I was, growing up in a Mexican household. You know, the pay-per-views, that was like a big event. You know, exactly. We pitch in for the pay-per-view. It'd be an event, a cookout, barbecue.
So how about Charlie, paint the picture. Like, so you're growing up, you're a young Charlie. You haven't become full annoying Charlie yet. You're still a young kid.
No,
so
just a little pup.
You're just a little marginally annoying kid. So how many people are we talking about here? Like a Saturday night, big pay-per-view fight. What are we looking at here?
You know, it's a Mexican. We pack it deep.
30,
you know what
about
I mean?
30 people.
Exactly. There's at least, one Uncle Chewy. One Uncle Jesus, We pack it in, have the barbecue going.
So is it like a cover charge to get in? Do you charge your uncles and your aunts and all that, your cousins, $2 a head?
Once the fights were over, all the cousins will go to the jiggle joint, right, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
This reminds me of that Reggie White rant where he's like, Latino people have been blessed with the blessed family or whatever.
Exactly.
He's going on all the stereotypes. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, and I remember the last, because during that time, it was the late 90s, early 2000s, you had the welterweight was stacked, man. You had, like, Ricardo Mayorga, Felix Trinidad, you know, Shane Mosley, De La Hoya.
De La Hoya, yeah.
And our family's Mexican hero at that time was Juan Marquez.
Manuel Marquez, right? Manuel Marquez.
Exactly. And because, you know, they would go after the top contenders in the division, and when they would get in the ring, they would stand in the pocket, throw smoke. It was a war. And then you were willing to chill out whatever the money is for the day to watch that, you know? But really, Mayweather changed it, because from, like, the late 2000s, it became point fighters, you know? Everyone wanted to protect their future. They would pick and choose their opponents. They would fight people, you know, lesser competition. When they get in the ring, it was a lot of jabs and bobbing and weaving and sizing up. It got to the point where it's like, why am I going to drop, you know, $80 on watching two guys, you know, jump around like they're
just
on a dance
floor? Dancing
around
the ring,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's tragic because, dude, I remember the last fight we ever bought was Mayorga and De La Hoya in 2006. Remember when Mayorga went after De La Hoya, made fun of him for in lingerie?
That is low hanging fruit. I mean, let's be honest here.
It was a little true. That's fair game.
Actually, I'm pretty sure the fruit was pretty tucked in.
Exactly. Good job by you, Coop.
Listen, he looked really good in lingerie. Let's be honest here. Come on.
Exactly. The Bilotep fight was legendary. It was a great fight. You know, but after that, it just. You know, and I think the only thing that's going to save boxing is they have two choices. They can do what you propose, which is go full WWE. I didn't propose that.
I never proposed it. I said what's going on is what I said. There's no real boxing commission that oversees boxing. There's 8,000 different, you know, everyone makes the same line about the ABCs of boxing, and there's a lot of issues. But there's so much money. People are making a lot of money, so why are they going to change it? What's the motivation to change it? Because it's working. Financially, it's working.
Well, I mean, for these kind of fights are working, because I watched that fight. It was the build-up was entertaining, the sideshow, Snoop Dogg,
the build-up's always good. Again, if you missed it, the Jake Paul fight, one of the great calls of our time. Jake Paul, first round, TKO, and the play-by-play call is Snoop Dogg yelling MF, MF, MF over and over. All right, I got to go. Thank you, Charlie. Beer Drinking Brian is in Kansas City. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian. I hear movement. I hear signs of life, but I don't hear him. Is he sleeping? He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Could Half Pint be moving in the background? Yeah. Possibly.
She'll in like about 20 seconds she'll hear you go to Brian and then Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you're on radio. Ben Maller Show. All right. We have a 50-second delay here. Beer Drinking Brian's been on hold.
Let me on my John Deere wearing
McGee. No, that was
right. Hey, Ben!
There she is, Half Pint! Here to save the day like a superhero. There she is, Half Pint, wide awake. She's not going to bed. What?
No, who's got the claw?
Coop, what are you?
Well, she was kind of away from the receiver. What did you say?
She said, I think she said, I'm here.
Before that.
No one can stop the call.
Oh, no one can stop the call.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. The call is amazing. Yeah.
I thought you said the claw, Coop. No, the claw.
Oh, did you finally watch the.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Oh, jeez. I'm confused. Eddie, how do you know?
I thought that's what she said.
You've never seen it.
I know of the claw. You know what we need?
Here's what we need with Half Pint. We need a Half Pint Rosetta Stone is what we need.
That's we need subtitles.
Yes, yes. No one. How can we help you, Half Pint? I'm so glad you saved because we were about to hang up on Brian. What?
I think he's awake now.
Oh, he's awake. Okay. Oh,
this ought to be good.
He's awake now.
Okay.
Right. He's awake now. Hey.
All right. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That was as good as I thought it was going to be. Well, she loves the claw, Coop. She's like, stop the claw.
Did you guys just watch Liar Liar?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I said, Coop's going to have to owe me royalties on this because she's just going up.
He said, "I'm gonna." He said, "I'm gonna have to owe him royalties."
I like that Half Pint just yells, screaming in the background. I love that. Yeah. What a couple! That's why they won all the Bennies, Eddie. It's calls like this, right?
I understand.
This is how they were most decorated couple on the show. These two.
Well, I was actually originally calling that. I thought it was good as the fifth hour because I love the fifth hour.
Yeah, but you sound not, yeah, you're, yeah, exactly. Your voice sounds like the fifth hour kind of. Yeah, exactly. This weekend, you know, very proud as a professional broadcaster, present the worst podcast in the history of podcasts. This week's fifth hour, unlistenable dreck is the way it's been described to me. So it's tremendous. Right. I got to go, but thank you. And again, Half Pint. What did you say? No, she's gone. All right.
Is there
what?
Half Pint. What? One more time. What did you have to say to Koopaloop, Half Pint?
Hey, Half Pint.
Such half Pint.
Hey, you got to say to Coop one more time.
Here we go. It's very exciting. She's run away.
You got to say to Coop one more time.
Here we go.
You got to say to Coop one more time.
No one can stop the claw.
That's a drop. It was worth the wait.
We got the drop. We got a drop. All right. Oh, there it is. God. Thank you, guys. I got to go. We've got the drop. That's what we needed. I admit, I set it up, but that's fine.
Yeah. That was what I was leaning for.
Yeah. All right.
We're not above such things.
No, of course not.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually
in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
All right. David, by the way, is a doubter in Pennsylvania. He does not believe that stat that a Starbucks in Fort Lee, New Jersey, had more gambling revenue. I'm just telling
it
you.
It is hard to believe.
There's a lot of people live in New York, Eddie, I understand. That want to bet and come down. And yeah. Well,
is this an asterisk because of COVID or, you know, because.
I don't have the empirical data to go point by point. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. That's it. New Jersey, I know New Jersey has more money being bet on sports in general, but I did not realize until I saw this story that they claim that it's just in Fort Lee and really all the towns just across the different ways to get to New Jersey from New York City, whether it's the George Washington or whatever, however you get to New Jersey, that's where the bets are. Anyway, it is where the gambling is and where they're topping Vegas and the state of Nevada in general. All right, this portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by, that's right, Discover Card, right? I discovered something new. You can discover something new. All of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by our friends at Discover Card. So check that out. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. So the number 2 pick in the draft, people have been suspecting it's going to be Zach Wilson, but internet detectives believe they have cracked the case. All right, now, what is this? They went on Instagram and they followed Zach Wilson on who he followed. He recently started following All in One Stop Shop. Now, why is that interesting? Because All in One Stop Shop is a vinyl car shop in Lodi, New Jersey, which is approximately a 30-minute drive from the training facility of the New York Jets, and people connected his car and all that. So he's planning on playing for the Jets, and why else would a guy from BYU be jonesing to follow a car shop in New Jersey unless they were going to play for the Jets and they already had a deal, a backroom deal between the Jets. And the draft's already been determined, even though we are now 10 days away from the actual draft. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Let's say hello to Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dick.
Hey, Ben and crew, I want to thank you the other day for the birthday wish, because there were so many people that the day I went back that said, I heard Dick, Ben Maller and his crew, thank you. There was probably 10 or 11 fans that came in there and said that.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Well, you're the star. Listen, you listen to the Ben Maller Show, you might hear Dick. You call in every couple days a week.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct on that. And your Cleveland Indians, you got a big-time pitcher. Where does Bieber rank on the Dick and Dayton Cleveland Indian pitcher
list?
He
is one of my favorites.
Who's your all-time favorite Cleveland Indians pitcher? Would it be like Tom Candiotti, somebody like that?
Oh, I can't think of the guy. What was the one at...
Eckersley, he pitched in Cleveland.
Dennis Eckersley.
Or
Hershiser. He was one of my favorites.
What's that, Roberto?
Or Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, former Indian, right back in the day when they were...
Yeah. But I want to say something, Ben. My birthday, down the dial, 700, Mike McConnell and Gary Jeff and trying to think. They thank me. And
never heard
down here in Dayton, you know, Mix 107.7. So I had a great birthday, Ben. Thank you guys.
Well, you're a rock star, Dick, in Dayton. You know, sports, you know, radio, the radio business. If we had more fans of radio like Dick in Dayton, our business would be much better. We'd be much more successful.
Yeah.
Not that radio's not successful, but you are a radio savant, Dick in Dayton.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you are.
Yes. I just wanted to tell you, too, one of my friends, he goes by Dave from Dayton, stopped by and got me a present of a Ralph Stanley jersey, a Ralph Stanley mug, and mandolin strings. His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah, Dave from Dayton.
Dave from Dayton. And he goes by the name Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, I understand. Now, remember, Dick and Dayton, you were having a dinner, and I forget where it was.
Cracker Barrel.
Was it the Cracker
Barrel?
Yeah, and a listener, he recognized your voice, I guess, and he wanted a photo, and he was very excited. He sent me a message on Facebook that he got to meet Dick and Dayton. This was a big deal.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. He's a big fan, you know, down the dial, 700,
no, he listens to the. All right. Thank you, Dick. I got to go. Thank you, buddy. All right. Bye bye. All right. There he goes. Dick and Dayton.
Had a good birthday. Good for him.
Yeah. That I like that he called up just to talk about the post game show on his birthday.
Dick won't be denied.
That is so true.
Again, Eddie, as I pointed out, you listen to the Ben Maller Show, you could hear Dick. From Dayton. You could hear that. Absolutely correct. You never know when he's going to call up. All right. It's the so
we frequently have Dick. It's true.
Yes, that is.
Dick won't be denied.
Some ways we can go on that, but we'll leave it there. And straight ahead for us, we'll get food picks from Marcel. We see some other big-name callers there. So at least they think they're big-name callers. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. A piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Just the way you like it. Good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin.
Great. Hey, now Marcel, do you go over to New Jersey to put bets down, or do you got a guy?
Someone got a guy.
All right.
You
don't want to talk about that because I understand there's some legalese to that. I understand, Marcel. You're very slick.
Yeah, legalese as well. Listen, you ever imagine what Eddie said? The Pinstripes lost 10 losses? What? I'll get to that along with the player and the team in the morning is just around the corner. A new dawn, a new day, a new week. So, Mallard Militia, let's get into it. I'm going to bring in Justin in Cincinnati now for some food picks, and then the guys got some grades. Justin, good morning to you, my friend. What in the heck are you have the food pick from last night?
I'm going with these nuts.
Do we agree with my man, Justin?
Yes. No. Do I think you had nuts?
Nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What kind of nuts do you like, Martha? Peanuts? What do you enjoy there?
It's just the original nuts. Just the original nuts.
Original nuts.
Right. Good choice, Justin, but...
I gotcha.
Good choice, Justin.
Great choice. Tremendous choice. Oh, he gets an F-minus, but it was tremendous.
F-minus, Justin.
Yes. All right. I'm going to go Chef Boyardee.
Good choice, but the A-plus instead.
A-plus. All right.
Eddie.
Let's go with the, oh boy, it's been so long since he's had oodles of noodles. I don't know if he's.
It has been a while. Uncle Dynamite's moved on.
I'm happy for him, but yeah. Maybe he's had a taste,
more
for the, taste for the old school there. Let's go oodles of noodles.
Oh,
okay. That's good. Oodles and noodles. Another A plus for you, my man.
Wow. We get an A plus. Okay.
You and my man. Roberto, let's play food picks.
We're playing food picks, Marcel. Stop that.
I'm going to say chicken parmesan.
The chicken parmesan, A without a plus.
Oh,
no plus.
No plus for you. That was brutal, man.
Go to the back of the room.
Justin.
Marcel, I think that you had Philly cheesesteak enchiladas with peppers and onions.
Wow. Ooh, another F for you.
Failure.
Jeez.
Man.
Tough crowd. All right, hurry up. Reveal answers. We got other stuff to do. Reveal answers. Come
just
on.
Just get into it, my friend. Fingers crossed. My food pick from last night, it will be pizza.
Pizza.
But that's okay. On Wednesday, you guys got a mixed match for me. I promise you. I promise.
Okay, we'll find
and
out.
And now, get ready for my more. Team of the morning. Team in the morning and the player, too, goes to.
Here we go. This is very exciting. Attention, Eddie.
Kawhi Leonard. No, that's not it. But I have to say, but the New York Pinstripes, that's what Eddie told Fox Sports Radio listeners about it. Aaron Boone and the Pinstripes lost 10 losses when they lose to Tampa Bay.
That's your player of the night. But that makes no sense.
Wait a minute, Ben.
What?
The coach of the morning is Aaron Boone. And
they lost.
They lost.
New York Yankees.
They got swept by the. Oh, my. I got to go. Thank you. All right. Let's go to. What was that, Eddie?
You can't give the player of the night out. He's on the hot seat, man.
It's supposed to be a good thing. You do something well, and then you get the player of the night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to Chris in Houston.
He's keeping us guessing.
He hung up.
Oh, he's gone. All right.
No, that's too bad.
Shocking. JD in KC. What's going on, JD?
Hey, what's going on, Ben? I like the fact that you guys picked a couple Royals on your MLB Pick'em, since you guys don't give us no love on the scores, Mr. Garcia.
I've been saying the Royals score all night.
I haven't heard you say it one time.
Every time
listening.
At the bottom of the hour.
Hey, JD,
I said
how about you get some Q-tips, JD, and clear out your ears? How about that?
I'm in and out of the truck, man.
Excuses.
You're living the greasy life, is what you're living.
The Royals
JD.
Have been irrelevant for like the past.
I am living
five
a greasy
anyway.
Life. I'm here now, doing it. But man, I almost thought Marcel had a little bit of. Dick in Dayton's nuts. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, boy.
All right. JD, I mean, who's writing your material here? You know?
Man,
you know
maybe. Come on, man.
Come on,
well,
man.
What about the Royals, though, man? I mean, they're the only ones that haven't lost a series along with the Dodgers all year.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a Whit Merrifield tattoo on my left ass cheek. That's what I'm thinking about. All right, get out of here, JD. Come on. What do you want, please? You know who I blame for that? Chris in Houston.
Yeah, I agree.
If Chris hadn't hung up, we would have, you know, gone back and forth ripping the Astros, but instead we had JD and KC with a greasy take.
Nothing.
Bad job by him.
Got a murder, gotta go.
Writing. How dare him?
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.